my name is Asia Bracha, and welcome to Gods, Goddesses, Myths, and Legends. So you may be thinking, what can we learn about gods and goddesses? Well, you can learn why they created sirens. This is our topic today. I don't have a guess, but I have the information. So let's begin. So many people think that sirens were originally mermaids, but they were actually half birds, half beautiful maidens. The sirens were singing enchantresses, capable of luring passing sailors to their island and subsequently to their doom. Daughters of the river god Aeolus, and the muse, they were fated to die if anyone should survive their singing. When Odysseus passed them by unharmed, they hurled themselves into the sea and were drowned. The sirens symbolize temptation and desire, which can lead to destruction and risk. If a mortal stopped to listen to the beautiful sounds of the sirens, they wouldn't be able to control their desires, and this would lead them to their death. As such, the sirens can also be said to represent sin. Siren's family. Traditionally, the sirens were daughters of the river god Aeolus and a muse. It depends on the source, which one, but it was undoubtedly one of these three. Terpsichore, Mepamolamine, or Calliope. Don't know how to pronounce that. However, according to Greek tradition, Euripides, the siren's mother was actually one of the Pleiades, Stereo. In Homer, only two nameless sirens are mentioned. Later authors usually talk about three, naming them in any number of ways. It would seem that Dexiope, Agalope, and Parthenope are three names one encounters with the highest frequency. Sirens' dwelling place. In any case, most agree that they lived on three small rocky islands called Sirenium. Scopoli, by the Romans. It was said that the siren's dwelling place was a ghastly sight to behold. A great heap of bones lay around them, with the flesh of the victims still rotting off the dead bodies. Siren's portrayal. In the Odyssey, Homer says nothing about the siren's outward appearance, but one can infer from the text that he has in mind human-like creatures, if not beautiful maidens. However, at a later date, this all changed, and both poets and artists started depicting the sirens in similar fashion to how harpies were usually portrayed. That is, creatures with the body of a bird and a woman's face. The abduction of Persephone. You may be wondering, what sirens have to do with the abduction of Persephone? Well, let me tell you about it. Quite a few stories try shedding some light on the transformation, but the most famous two are related to the abduction of Persephone, to whom it was said they had been either servants or companions. According to the first one, Demeter turned the sirens into bird-like monsters because they have failed to help her daughter. The second one is much more flattering to them in this case. They grieve sirens ask Demeter for wings and stuff so that they can help search for Persephone better. So, in conclusion, they wanted to help Demeter find her daughter, but Demeter didn't want their help. Thank you for coming to my podcast, and I hope you enjoyed. Have a nice day.